No pressure from that introduction.
Your title.
Yeah, that's true. I remembered my water today, so that's one more thing that I can applaud myself for today. So good morning. I'm Allison Young. I work with the Orange County Health Department in North Carolina. And for those who saw my presentation yesterday, you know a little bit more about our county. But for those who are new, I'll just give a little overview. Our county has about 140,000 residents, and our health department has two sites in the county, one in the northern region of Hillsboro and one in Chapel Hill. And our health department employs about 100 people, and I'd say the majority of those, maybe around 60, 70 of those, work in our medical dental clinics and or are out in the field with environmental health or behavioral health services, that sort of thing. So I'm one of a few handful of employees that does primarily office-based work. And so I wanted to give a presentation today to talk to you about something I feel passionate about, which is increasing the informatics capacity at local health departments. And this is particularly, one thing that's particularly important to this is communicating effectively about what we do and how that helps our health department. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about some tools that came out from the Frameworks Institute that can help us do this. So just to start off, how many people in the room have been asked this question before? What is public health informatics? Okay. How many of you feel you have a pretty solid answer for this question? A few. Okay, so those who have a solid question or solid response, how many of you have given this stellar response and then had questions that follow up that have nothing to do with what you actually do? Yes. So the problem here being that sometimes it's not about having a canned response. It's about actually being able to explain what we do in a way that other people understand. I've definitely experienced this myself. I've been working at the health department for about 3 years, and it's not a huge health department, remember, and there are still people who think I work for IT or I crunch statistics all day. And so this is particularly a challenge for local public health, where you might be the only informaticist in the county for your health department or whatnot. And so while many in the room might be getting this question from family members or friends in the local public health department, we get this question from everyone, including our boss. And so it's important to be able to communicate the value in what you're doing. So in reality, my job is a lot more than more diverse than just IT or working on statistics. Some days I'm getting out into the community, talking to social workers or teachers about the data that they're collecting and how we can use that to inform local programs. I talk with our State Center for Health Statistics and our Department of Public Health about streamlining data access and how we can use that data to communicate to stakeholders. So there are a variety of different ways in which my job is just mostly about communication. And so historically, this approach that I took was just to give that canned, simple response, which I was very proud of for a long time. Which I picked up in grad school somewhere. I don't know who to formally credit for it. But basically, informaticians make sure that the right data get to the right people at the right time and in the right format so that decision makers can make informed data-driven decisions. Sounds great, right? But again, this brought up that same issue of people still really didn't know what I did. And so I thought that what we really need to do is be able to show public health informatics as its own field and not necessarily being lumped in with IT or statistics or even epidemiology, really. And so I felt this response didn't really portray that differentiation. So for those who aren't familiar, the Frameswork Institute utilizes a really impressive communication analysis process, which they call the strategic frame analysis. And this is used to help a variety of different professional fields better communicate and be effective in communicating about what they do. And they have their own complex science that I don't claim to fully understand myself. But if you're interested, there's a great document available on their website called Making Public Health Informatics Visible, which really goes into detail about the challenges that our field faces in communicating what we do. So as a follow-up to that, they created a toolkit for health departments or anyone working in this field to use to kind of counter some of the misconceptions about our field or more clearly communicate how our field is unique and the skills that we need to bring to the field. So they have different tools varying from sample elevator pitches to slide graphics, which you'll see some of today, as well as different like note cards and just a lot of different little shortcut tools that you can easily modify to put into your own practice. And this being such a challenge for these local health departments, we really are our best advocates. And so you have to go out and really sell what you're doing. And if you're not doing that effectively, you're not able to get the resources and the support that you may need. For our health department, we looked primarily at metaphors, which is one of the tools that they had. So they used three different metaphors, and for the time purposes of today, I'm only going to go through one or two of them. But they compared what we do to being similar to translation services, data logistics like shipping companies, or public health knowledge architects, if you will. And so they, as I described in my early example, things are easy for people to understand, like tools and computers and hard data, but it's more complex for them to understand the human work behind that. So these are some useful ways to bring that out. So the first metaphor is the public health information translation. And in particular, these are geared towards addressing the invisible nature of public health informatics. And this metaphor looks at how information comes in many different languages, and informaticians are specialists in the science of that translation. And it's designed to combat many thinking traps that people may fall into, such as informatics are tools and without technicians, or it's just data and high tech, or data information are the same. Since these seem to be the most common traps that people I work with come into, this is the most useful for our health department. And this is an example that definition that they had included using this metaphor. So when I get the question, what is public health informatics, I'm now able to respond using a combination of these resources, and it may sound something more like this. When people across different sectors are working towards a common goal, whether it be improving access to care, tracking disease outbreaks, or preventing injury, they often do not speak the same language, and so they need a translator. What I and other informaticians do is we figure out how to interpret different types of data from different sources and translate it for the right stakeholders. This way, everyone in public health is able to get the data they need, regardless of those language barriers, so to speak. And what makes my role unique is that as a translator, I need to know more than just the literal definition of a word. I must understand what information is important for the various parties, based on what their different needs are and their motivations. So in short, it's my job to work across these public health sectors to gain a deep understanding of the distinct needs of those various public health professionals and their fields, so I'm able to interpret and translate the languages they speak and accomplish those common goals. Ultimately, this makes it possible for us to improve population health. So that's an example of how we can use it. Obviously, that's not one you'd want to spout off in an elevator, but might be used in a presentation to advocate for your job. So the second metaphor is about architects, and I put on the top of this slide, again, what is public health informatics, but honestly, I think the better question here might be the response to, why is this project taking so long? And this is the response I have to that. Just as people depend on architects to design buildings that are sturdy and well-suited to their needs, it is my job to design a solid, functional, and secure information system that also meets my client's needs. Therefore, I must work along with the client to be sure that the blueprint we provide has the right information in a usable format for the people who need it. This all requires taking into account the local context of the data collection, similar to how architects need to think about the surrounding buildings and the features of the landscape. This research and careful planning can take time, but in the end, we're able to design and build systems that enable our clients and public health professionals to do the jobs and support population health. And so with that, I think I'm hitting close to my time. I'd like to thank Frameworks, although I didn't put a formal acknowledgement here, the Frameworks Institute and the CDC for supporting the work that they did in this research. And I also encourage you to check out the toolkit that they have online and see how it may be informative to your work. I haven't done a formal evaluation of how this change has affected support for my work, but I will say that I get many more relevant questions when I am talking to people about what I do. And since my work is that of a fairly rare bird, I am trying to advocate and really communicate why what I do is important. And I hope that other people will use this and recognize that you can even be a health behavior major and do informatics and really further our field. So hopefully people can use this to put more investment into local public health informatics. Thank you.
Up to the title.
Oh, good. Glad.
Any questions?
Hi, I'm Matt Carter with the Connecticut Department of Public Health. The issue of the communication about informatics is not unique to local health departments,
yeah,
but is still a major problem at state health departments.
Yes.
And we have been struggling for the last 5 years to create an informatics job series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really struggling with that because there's an inclination to want to put these people in the IT section. And I wondered mm-hmm. if you had any thoughts or recommendations about that.
Sure. One difference that I've really noticed in working with a lot of IT people as a part of my job is one of the key differences in what we do is a lot of our projects are not open ticket, closed ticket, which is sort of some of the mentality that works with a lot of IT projects, and that the fact that we incorporate a lot of different partners outside of, say, just the county even, requires a more project management in terms of bringing different parties together. So I think having that, I guess, perspective on what to bring to the role might show that they have skills that broaden beyond just an IT scale, I guess.
Well, what kind of person should supervise an informatician?
Oh, okay. honestly, I have several bosses. I'm a boss to the community. I'm a boss to my peers. I report between our financial and administrative services director and our health director. But I think the most useful supervision that I have in terms of big picture planning comes from our health director, who really has that big picture vision, and then being able to translate that vision into project management tasks across divisions. So I found that to be really useful, but obviously people who are working on the big picture vision don't have a lot of time to be a supervisor, so how we work to remedy that is that for all of the sort of managerial, administrative tasks, I have another supervisor within a different department. So.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Allison, that was wonderful. I work for the Public Health Informatics Institute, and
okay.
So we actually engaged the Frameworks Institute through a CDC cooperative agreement, And I just wanted to give you guys some resources, and I think this will be helpful, but do check out frameworksinstitute.org. They're a very interesting organization. We took these tools and we put them on the PHII website, phii.org, and we've evolved them. So we have some more videos.
Great.
We've gone in depth more on the logistics metaphor,
yeah.
which is interesting because some people don't know what logistics is.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, that gets even more complicated, but we've simplified it to shipping like you did. So you'll find some more tools that might be helpful for you. But thank you so much. It was, I'm so glad they've been useful.
Yeah, and thank you so much for making them even more useful. So
yeah,
appreciate it.
You.